The G.I. Journal goes to press. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, your radio newspaper of the AEF, the paper that prints the jokes and poems sent in by you men overseas. Men, you've heard a good singer hit a high note, haven't you? It comes out so nice and round. Well, today it's my pleasure to present a man whose tummy is just as round as that note. Your editor-in-chief for this edition, Bing Crosby.
Hiya, men.
Hi.
Thank you, Harry Mitchell. I have to have a round tummy to make Hope look thin. Anyways, I'm sure happy to be editing the old G.I.J. again. As per diem, this is your five-star final, and standing by are your five-star reporters. There's Judy Garland reading your letters to the editor, Ransom Sherman heading your poems for the Fuses from the Muses column, Arthur Q. Bryan, the mighty Mel Blanc, the one-man crowd, the sad sack, and, of course, our star outside reporter, Professor Colonna. By the way, he ought to be calling in right now with a big story. Hello?
Hello, Chief. This is Colonna. I'm overseas with the field kitchens helping get mess ready.
Really?
Yes, I'm working very hard cooking food.
What kind of food do you call that?
Stew.
Flipping the pages on G.I. Journal to the music section, it's John Scott Trotter, the music maids, and yours truly, tearing a tunzel or two on a little ditty called Sunday. And this is especially for Larry Hubble at 140, also the sane one.
I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh boy, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, I think you know why, Kimmy. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday. That's one day when I'm with you. Goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday, that's my fun day. I shine all day Sunday. That one day when I'm with you.
Hold the presses, hold the presses. Some very fine poems just V-mailed in for our Muses from the Muses column.
Muses, Ransom Sherman.
Then cool, Mr. Crosby. First one is from Private Franey Bates, overseas. No word was spoken when they met by either, sad or gay. And yet one was badly smitten, was. 'Twas mentioned the next day. They met by chance this lovely eve, with neither glance nor bow. They often come together so, a freight train and a cow.
Next case.
From Whack Dorothy Yahtzee. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. She took it to Pittsburgh. Now look at the darn thing.
Try Scranton.
From technician, seventh grade, Bill Wisniewski, overseas.
How'd you wreck?
Don't worry if your rank is low and your rewards are few. Remember that the mighty oak was once a nut. Like you.
Spread out, it could be catching. Look, men, this ought to prove that we'll use anything at all. Can't stop us. So don't hold back. Address all your poems to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And we'll do it to it.
Hello. Hello, B.C. This is J.C.
J.C., how are your items for the G.I. Journal?
You see. Hey, Bing. Huh? I'm over here in Italy, and I just took a Jeep apart, and I am putting it back together right now.
Colonna, be careful now. You don't lose any parts.
Oh, don't worry. I got all the parts in a paper bag. There. All fixed.
Great work, Colonna. How does the Jeep run now?
Not so good, but the paper bag just reported for duty.
I thought you were supposed to be working.
I am, but right now I'm listening to Fibber Magoo.
No, no, you mean Fibber McGee.
No, Magoo. The radio got wet last night. Hey, just a minute, Bing. I'm with the engineers now, and I have one last job to do.
Well, hurry up about it.
Okay, first I climb up this tree, then I take out my pliers, and presto.
Colonna, what did you do? Did you give your hand a smack?
No, just gave a monkey a wrench.
Hey, Colonna, how about those pictures you were supposed to take?
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. This is jungle country, and right now I'm taking pictures of a pretty hula-hula girl.
A pretty hula-hula girl?
Yes, she's walking down the street in her old Mother Hubbard, and now she's entering a house in her old Mother Hubbard. Uh-oh, can't take any more pictures, Chief.
Why not?
Old Mother Hubbard just went to the cupboard.
Colonna, you better get back to camp.
Just a minute, I'm teaching a new recruit how to shoot the rifle, and it's very, very tough, very, very tough.
Well, why? Is the new recruit dumb?
No, it's a cow.
You're teaching a cow to shoot the army rifles?
Yes. Now, look, bossy, all you do is aim and squeeze the trigger, see? Yes, I know it's hard to get in the prone position. Okay. Ready? Aim? Fire away.
Suppose you're going to tell me that the cow just got a bullseye.
Yes. Too bad. He was a boyfriend, too.
Now, men, we'll take a little break musically, and I'll endeavor to fill in the lull or vice versa with a bit of groaning on a torchy number that's been kicking around for many years. The one I love belongs to somebody else, and this is for Al, Duke, Pal, Max, Ralph, Stu, Tex, Shorty, and Doc at APO 503.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. She means her tender song for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around her, I know her thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold for somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. Worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. To be alone on the shelf, but it's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
And now, here's our lovely, lovely editor in charge of your overseas letters, Miss Judy Garland.
Hello, everybody, and thanks, Bing, for that lovely, lovely introduction.
It weren't nothing, gal. It's the dishes like you that bring out the poet in me.
Well, I'm glad I'm on the journal with you tonight, because I'm giving a swimming party Thursday. What have you got on?
A bathing suit. What time does it start?
8:00. Will you be there?
Well, Hope and I have been invited to Jack Benny's swimming pool on Thursday.
But my party is free.
Hope is there waiting now, then. With that hook of his, he can smell a free lunch a mile away.
Well, you better come to my party. I have a new swimsuit, and I'd like you to see it.
Oh, I'm dying to see it.
Well, it's not much.
I'm dying to see it.
Well, anyhow, I'll expect you Thursday. You know where I live, don't you?
Oh, yes. I think I may ride over on one of my horses.
One of your horses? You better get started.
Now, Judy, I only live 10 miles from you.
You should have started yesterday.
Trapped, cornered, cooked again, I guess. Perhaps you'd better get started with the overseas mail, Miss G.
Okay, Bing.
Judy, instead of reading our regular letters this week, we thought we'd read some of the poems that have been sent in for Dottie Lamour's sarong pin.
Dorothy Lamour? You mean the girl that you and Hope are always chasing in pictures?
What do you mean, in pictures? You ought to see us after work. There's a girl that can really leg it. This girl can work 3/4 of a mile and 12 anytime. Quick as an antelope. Fancy fetlocks. It puts me out of breath just thinking of the speed that this girl can develop.
All right. Here's the first poem from Smitty in care of the Fleet Postmaster. While playing here in the Southwest Pacific, putting up with the heat and in two ways terrific, I'll pause here and call it my duty to try for the pin from that tropical beauty. Though the famous sarong would slip from its frame, I'm sure the fact wouldn't disgrace the name. And should the pin be sent this way, I'll do my darndest to return it someday.
I'll bet he would, too. He's a manly little son of a gun. Well, let's see this one here. This looks interesting. It says, you ask an awful question, a question really tough. What holds Lamour's sarong up? Well, I think I know the stuff. I may be wrong, you know, but I'll bet that I'm right. It's plain as day to me that there's nothing else in sight. It's vitamins, my friends, those little pills we take. Let's hope that they'll hold up for little Dottie's sake.
Thank you, Corporal Cameron, for protecting Dottie's womanly modesty. Here's one I'd like to read from New Guinea. We're way down here in New Guinea. Comes nightfall, there's not much to do. So we'd like to ask a big favor for Dottie to ride us through you. You can say our outfit is working hard and we're going all out to win. But this work and jungles are hard on clothes, so we could really use that pin.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, fellas. Our next one is from a Marine outfit. I'd hang that pin up in my foxhole and I'd stare at it all day long and chuckle when I knew I had the secret of wearing a sarong. Then I'd say to myself, so that's all it takes to keep the cloth on that gal. Sure is keen, but to this Marine, it's a destroyer of morale. Now I got some dope that's pretty good, and just for you, I'll spill it. Instead of the pin, why not send a sarong and the girl to fill it?
Well, look, men, this is the final call for the entries for the sarong pin contest. In 1 month, we'll announce the winner. So sit down now and write one. The poems don't have to deal with the pin proper. You can write about anything at all, just so it rhymes. The winning poem will get Dottie's sarong pin plus an autograph letter from Dot herself. Address your entries to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Send one in right now.
Come in.
It's no use, I tell you. It's no use.
What?
I'm through. Finished. I'm a failure.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I'm all washed up. All washed up.
Say, who are you anyway?
Oh, just a little old bar of G.I. Phelps.
Well, Judy, inasmuch as singing is really our racket, I think if it's okay with you, we should pool our pipes duet-wise and gently trill an arpeggio or two if people will say we're in love.
Oh, solid thing. And let's dedicate it to Staff Sergeant Barry Hubar and gang at 942, also for the barking dog.
Barking dog? Okay, Judith, let's make with the growls.
Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love. Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine.
People will say we're in love. And don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Don't dance all night with me till the stars come above. They'll see it's all right with me.
Stumbling up to the microphone comes our advice to the lovelorn editor, Arthur Q. Bryan.
Greetings, fellow iguanas.
What's the beef about this time, Beef?
Well, I got a letter from Corporal Paul Billitzer. Has a complaint about wabbits.
Rabbits or wabbits?
You heard me, wabbits. Seems this girl back home is raising some wabbits, and they keep twitching their noses at her, and it's driving her frantic.
Twitching their noses, and does she wear perfume?
I don't think so.
Maybe she ought to.
And another thing, she built a wabbit hutch for the wabbits, but it was too small.
Oh, I see. A case of too little and too late.
Oh, a case of too many.
What's your advice to this damsel in distress?
She should change pets. Get a kangaroo. It's a nice pet. Besides, every time you tickle its pouch, it says, ouch. I'll never forget my Rosie Wolf's pet. She had a parrot.
A parrot, huh? Did it talk?
Listen, when my woesy woves around, nobody ever talks. One day, just for fun, I put a big coconut inside the parrot's cage.
What happened?
The parrot took one look at the coconut and said, oh, brother, where was I last night?
Well, thank you very much, Arthur.
Wait a minute, Mr. Crosby, will you? Don't you want to hear... Don't you want to hear about my white mice?
White mice?
Yeah, widow wodents, you know, white mice.
Widow wodents.
I bought my white mice... Now, you see, I can't say it.
No.
I bought white mice one night, and Rosie Wolf grabbed her skirts and climbed up on a chair. But she didn't have to worry.
Why not?
The mice took one look at those bow-legged broomsticks, and one mouse said to the other, we need more basic training for a job like that.
And now we come to a bit of a ballad for Tom Moffat, who used to do a little singing himself. Also for Jack Collier and the Big Five of Hut 2-2. I'll be seeing you with the background by John Scott the Trot, the Man Mountain Dean of Music.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Thank you.
find you in the morning sun. And when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
At this time, our GI Journal, it's our custom to bring you a fabulous character. A man who in a lifetime...
That's him, that's him, that's him, here I come, I hope I'm not, hello.
Just as I thought, with that physiognomy, you could only be one person.
Yep, I'm a Lieutenant Major Colonel Private Sad Sack.
I see, and of course you're all ready with another installment of your Growing Pains, laughingly referred to as your life.
Oh, absolutely, positively, precisely, exactly. Well, it's news to me.
As a baby, the sad sack had trouble sleeping at night. His proud father walks the floor with him and sings a gentle lullaby into his ear.
Oh, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. Well, I'll try again. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. I found the rock.
But the sad sack is very helpful around the house as he grows older. At supper time, his mother speaks.
Oh, sack, you can set the table now.
Oh, boy, first I'll set the knives. And then the forks. And then off of the
Sack, what happened?
Oh, let's eat out tonight, huh, Mom?
Soon, Sad Sack is attending school, and every morning the teacher calls the roll.
Johnny Jones?
I'm present.
Peter Green?
Present.
Sad Sack?
Don't mark me absent. Don't mark me absent. Lunch.
Sad Sack enters his adolescence. He meets the girl of his dreams, and one night in the park, he speaks.
Mabel. Hey, you're so so soft.
Oh, Sack, do you really think I'm soft?
I'll say. You're as soft as you feel like a velvety. You feel like a you're as soft as a feather to be. Did you ever feel a piece of wet chicken liver?
Came the war, and the sad sack enters the service. On sentry duty one night, an officer stops him and says...
Soldier, you know your general orders?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. What's the 8th general order?
The 8th general order? Now, let's see now. Don't tell me. Call the corporal of the guard.
No, that's the 9th.
Oh, salute all officers. Officers not cased.
No, that's the 10th. I'll give you a hint. Suppose this whole place caught on fire. What would you do?
Oh, I'd call the fire department. I'd try to put it in. I'd go get a fire extinguisher. I'd go to a fire extinguisher. I'd get the heck out of here.
Hello?
Hello, Chief. This is Cologne again. This time I'm overseas with a supply unit. I'm inspecting eggs.
Are you sure of that?
And certainly. Nothing here but eggs and some old hens.
Oh, come on, Colonel, let's go stepping.
Of course, there's some slick chicks here, too.
I was afraid of that. And now we come to a point in the program where we must, at one time or another...
Oh, Bing. H.R. Ebbets of the Navy wrote in and asked for a song. He says we haven't mentioned the Navy lately.
Oh, he says that, huh? Well, I tell you what we're going to do, Judy. We're going to dedicate our community sing to the Navy. It's an old barbershop ballad called You Tell Me Your Dream and I'll Tell You Mine. Now, we want everybody listening in to hop onto the second chorus of it, but by way of a warm-up, Judy, Jerry, and I will give you a barbershop treatment, then everybody latch on to the second chorus.
I had a dream, dear. You had one too. Mine was a sweet dream. It was a come, sweetheart, tell me now is the time.
Soloista.
You tell me your dream, and I will tell.
All you soldiers, sailors, marines, coast guardsmen, wax, waves, spars, and everybody, hop on and make it good and loud. You all ready? Everybody give it big now.
I had a dream, you had one too.
Wobbling of that caliber is enough to send every canary in the land running for the Harry Carey blade. But now we'll have to call it a day. Before I do, though, remember what G.I. Joe says. First aid may be your last if the seal on your first aid packet is broken. That seal keeps out germs, and don't break it. I'll be seeing you. This is Bing Crosby saying so long.
Now, don't forget, man, if you want to ride for such stars as Bing, Kay Kaiser, Bob Hope, Rochester, Professor Colonna, Judy Garland, and Linda Darnell, all you have to do is send in any gag that you think will fit them, and believe me, we'll use it. And say, don't forget your poems for the sarong pin contest. Send one in because it's your last chance. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.